Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I joked recently about the drunk police officers, and I said I've got so many stories I've done on this that unless somebody can top the last story, I'm going to have a moratorium on them. One other topic I talk about, though, periodically, is robocalls. And I don't talk about them that often because not much happens in that field, except that they are still a scourge upon the face of the earth. My phones, I'm talking about my cell phone and my desk phone, ring all day long, all day long. And I've got different programs that are designed to stop them, but, you know, with spoof numbers and so on, all kinds of crazy stuff. They're never going to end. As long as the phone companies make money off them, they're never going to end. Never. Never. Long after I'm gone, somehow, these things will be ringing, bothering me. So CNET put out a story the other day. Jerry sent it to me. Marguerite Reardon wrote it, saying that the FCC crusade to end robocalls may get a new boost. May get a new boost. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission upped its game when it came to fighting illegal robocallers, and the agency is continuing to turn up the heat in 2022. We've heard this before. Still, experts say the battle to end robocalls is far from over. I'd say it's barely begun, if at all, because nothing effective has been done yet. Recently, the FCC voted on its latest effort to protect consumers. It's going after international scam robocall campaigns that enter American networks through so-called gateway providers. These gateway providers are smaller, low-profile companies that hand off calls from network to network, are often used by foreign scammers to disguise phone calls entering the U.S. The new FCC requirements would ensure that the gateway providers are verifying calls before they pass them on to other operators in the states. Robocallers are aggravating, says FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel. What is worse is when we crack down on these junk calls, the scam artists behind them find ways, new ways, to reach us. Increasingly, that means robocalls are coming in from overseas. Increasingly. In fact, one study suggests that last year as much as two-thirds of the stuff may now come from abroad. I'm glad she's getting to the bottom of this. I had no idea robocalls originated outside the United States. Wow. This. I'm so glad. Again, hold on a second. I'm soaking this in. The idea that robocalls might originate in other countries. I thought those goofy accents were just part of the entertainment value. She added that now is the time to get tough on international robocalls and to cut these calls off before they reach our shores, our homes, and our phones. Now is the time. What about last year when that was the time? Or the year before? These new rules for gateway providers, which were adopted unanimously by the FCC, are the latest in a long series of actions taken by the FCC to curb illegal robocalls. Rosenworcel proposed another set of rules recently aimed at protecting consumers from automated ringless calls. For years, the scourge of illegal robocalls has plagued the public. It's the number one consumer complaint and a top priority at the FCC. And as we're learning, being the top priority at the FCC means nothing. Since 2021, every major voice provider in the U.S., including AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and cable provider Comcast, has been required to implement a technology called StirShaken, which is designed to curb the tide of spam calls by requiring voice providers to verify where calls are coming from. In addition to implementing StirShaken, the FCC has also been building partnerships with state and district attorneys to ensure cooperation in robocall investigations. In March, the agency announced it was adding 7 AGs to its list, bringing the total number of partnerships to 22. So they have a bunch of questions and answers here, such as what is StirShaken? And I've always joked and said that's one of the dumbest acronyms ever. I just think it's stupid that they went all their way out of making up a weird thing to make it say StirShaken. And I've had people say, but Steve, that's a joke about a drink. Shaken, not stirred. No, I get the joke. It doesn't make it funny. It's just stupid. And it obviously doesn't work. And so they, you know, what is caller ID spoofing? Spoofing is when callers disguise their identity to deliberately falsify information transmitted to your caller ID display. Technology allows that, they do it, and they get away with it. Scammers do this to make calls less easily traceable, also by using so-called neighbor spoofing, which makes it appear as though the number is a local one. It's worse than that. And this article goes on for 4 pages explaining how the FCC is about to do something. No, they're not. I've lost all faith in the FCC's ability to do anything with robocalls. They'll never accomplish it. Never. And it's because they make money. And I've spoken to people in the industry who told me, Steve, these gateway providers make so much money funneling these calls in that literally until people are put in jail for this, it won't stop. It won't stop. And the spoofed phone numbers are among the most annoying. And I don't know if I still have the photograph. I don't think I do. But at one point in time, I took a photograph of my phone showing the last three caller IDs. And it was the city of Royal Oak, it was a court, and it was a hospital. All three of them were robocalls trying to sell me extended car warranties or knee braces. And they were spoofing local numbers to where I was. And of course, I do business with courts and so on, and a city possibly, and the hospital, of course, where someone might call to say that they've had an emergency. And didn't answer any of them, let them all go to voicemail, and I could tell by what messages they left, what they were doing. And that's what they do. And it's very, very annoying. And of course, it's a federal offense each time they do that. They don't care. They don't care because they're not in America, which apparently the FCC just figured out. These people are not in America. And I'm going to tell you something I don't think I've mentioned before on this channel, but my mother passed away last year. And she was in the hospital. And I was at my desk one day, and the phone rang, and I looked at the caller ID. It was the hospital where my mother was. And I didn't answer it, because I suspected it was a robocall. And it was. It was. And now some of you are thinking, oh, Steve's going to say it was his mother. No, 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 no. It was a robocall. It was a robocall. But I'd gotten that call so many times spoofed from that phone number, from that hospital phone number, that I thought, odds are, even though my mom's in the hospital, that's got to be a robocall. And think about where we are. If I'm sitting at my desk, the phone rings, and the caller ID shows it's the hospital where my mother is, spending her last days, and I don't answer it because I know it's probably a robocall. So I know people out there who say, Steve, you know, sometimes you get really wound up on robocalls. Why is that? Because my phones ring all day long. All day long. My cell phone rings, my desk phone rings. And I'll be week, it doesn't matter, 24 hours a day sometimes. And I'll be riding my mountain bike out someplace. My phone rings. I got to stop and see who it was. Take a look. Robocall. I'm doing something important. My phone vibrates. Take a glance at it. Robocall. And, you know, most of them, I don't answer. Most of them are simply an annoyance. But they're doing these calls millions a day. Millions a day. And the FCC just figured out that they might be coming from overseas. Wow. So I know you're saying, Steve, you shouldn't be surprised by this. I'm not. And I think that's more disappointment. I'm disappointed that the FCC actually says things like, they might be coming from overseas. We just figured this out. When they should be saying, you know who's not overseas? The gateway providers. And do you know who's actually helping people commit literally hundreds of thousands of federal violations a day? Gateway providers. Maybe since they're here, we should deal with them instead of talking about these mythical figures who might be overseas someplace, because we probably can't get at them as easily as we could the gateway providers. And if we know the gateways, how they're getting in, that's obviously how you shut these things down. Of course, then again, I don't work for the FCC, so that's why my thought process is obviously wrong. Sorry about that. Hate to tee off on it, but I'm just getting annoyed by those calls and the fact that the FCC cannot do anything about it, will not do anything about it, despite the fact that CNET's got a headline that says, FCC crusade to end robocalls may get a new boost. Jerry, thanks for sending it. Marguerite Reardon wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I feel like I'm diagonally parked in a parallel universe.